All right. Dimela makhaya ke msizana muzuno mqhelemsane, the writer of Youth for 12. So today I'm going to be sharing my conversion story with you guys as a way for you guys to get to know me. All right, let's get to it. So a man and his daughter were walking in a forest. Okay, I'm joking. All right. Continue. All right. Okay. So basically, uNomqhelemsane grew up in a Christian household. So there isn't one defining moment where I had to choose between God, my previous life, or anything like that, like any crazy conversion story that happened. It was just a series of events that led up to me finally deciding to give my life to God. I remember as a kid, when I used to have what I know now to be panic attacks, my mother used to tell me to, at night, by the way, I couldn't sleep. My mother used to tell me to sing and to pray, and it actually worked. Even when I was going to write an exam, my parents constantly reminded me to pray before I wrote the exam. And by God's grace, I passed. Yeah, so that was like my spiritual journey in my childhood. I knew of God, but I didn't know him. And the worst part was that I conceptualized him in the lens of other people. Okay, so like then high school years came and it was hectic. I went through a lot, and I remember at one point feeling so empty. I didn't know what to do with myself, and I was just spiritually bankrupt. And then lockdown happened. And then I got time to really reflect on my life and my spiritual journey. That's when I realized, what's it? No, man. Conde off. There's actually a song that also made me realize my spiritual state by Sweet Symphony. I don't remember the name of it, but it spoke of being complacent in your faith. One line was just like, giving my everything was giving just a part. And that hit me. So after that, it was a whole process of learning who God was. And my dad had these presentations in Sabata, and it was the highlights of my week. Just seeing who God was, how he uses his people, was amazing. Additionally, I was reading Steps to Christ, and God spoke to me, Shem. Fununga Asho, the best thing he ever told me was that he loved me and that my sins were forgiven. I was not too much of a sinner to be forgiven, and that triggered my healing process. A few tears later, I finally decided to give my life and my will to him. If I could point out a defining moment, it would be the fact that when I felt inadequate, he made me feel loved and embraced. He loved me in a way that no one could, and that was beautiful. Okay, so that is the end of my conversion story. Please do share your conversion stories with us on our social media platforms. We really can't wait to hear from you. And Sandazami, if you want to hear any more from me, you can catch me on the blogs that we will launch soon. I think one is already out. Yeah, so look out for that. And yeah, you'll hear from me when you hear from me. Bye.